Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, okay, BJ will be here in 1 second.
Hello?
Yes, I'm.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? I am VJ Smith, and I wanted to say hello to everybody in Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, everybody out there in the Twin Cities. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited about it, man. I just got back. I've been in Kansas City, and some positive things in there going down in Kansas City. I was really happy to be in Kansas City. It was really magnificent, and I'm glad to be back home. Always good to come back home. And don't forget tonight, if you're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we have our support group in partnership with Urban Ventures. That happens every Tuesday at 5 to 7, and also we do it on Thursdays from 5 to 7. So with that said, I want to talk about Juneteenth. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, is a holiday in the United States that commemorates the announcement of the abolition of slavery, in other words, the termination of slavery in the U.S. and in the state of Texas in 1865. Celebrated on June 19th, the term is Promenade of June and 19th. So the word Juneteenth means June on the 19th. And is recognized as a state holiday or a state holiday observance in 42 states of the United States. Now, I don't know why the others don't celebrate it or observe it as a holiday, but it should be. So residents of the United States, especially African Americans, celebrate this. And through Abraham Lincoln, he issued the Emancipation Proclamation on September the 22nd in 1862 with an effective date of January the 1st, 1863. So think about that. On January the 1st in 1863, we eliminated slavery all over the United States. We did not find out, or we did not originally find out until June of 1865. Think about that. That is amazing that Abraham Lincoln said it was effective January the 1st of 1863. And Texas, as a part of the Confederacy, was resistant to the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth commemorates June 18th and 19th of 1865. June 18th is the day Union General Gordon Granger and 2,000 federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas to take possession of the state and enforce emancipation of its slaves on June the 19th, 1865. And while standing on the balcony of Galveston's Alston Villa, Granger read the contents of the General's Orders Number 3. The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The freedom was advised to remain quietly, and at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts, and that they will not be supported or idolized or either there or elsewhere. So that day has since become known as Juneteenth, a name coming from the word June and COVID-19 coming together. This is amazing that so many of us do not know about this day, do not understand what it means, and in a community where we use it as a day to be violent. Matter of fact, in Minnesota, gang members have used Juneteenth as a place to destroy, to shoot, to hurt each other, and so the sponsors of that day have went away. The sponsors of that day have decided that they don't want to subject their employees to violence. And as we speak right now, Juneteenth is barely hanging on. All the sponsors have gone, and they're still trying to hold on as an organization. We've got a problem, Twin Cities, and we need to work on this. This is not makes me happy at all. It makes me sad. I've got a gentleman on the line, a young man, that, matter of fact, when I met him, it was because of the Juneteenth parade. He wanted to be in that parade. He wanted to be a part of that. And so we want to allow him to say a few words. How you doing, brother? Welcome, my brother. Are you on the line? Short body.
Yeah, how y'all doing, fam? I'm on the line. I heard you talking about that Juneteenth thing. Yeah, that was like when I first met Matt Dad. This y'all buddy, if y'all know who I am, I'm a self-published author and executive CEO of my own record label, and I sell books and CDs all over the country. I do talks and stuff like that through the inspiration of Matt Dad. When I first started doing what I was doing as far as being an entrepreneur, I met Mad Dad on the streets of Juneteenth. You know, they was out there doing things for the community, and they inspired me a long time ago. It was like over 10, 15 years ago, man. They inspired me to, you know, be conscious-minded and believe in myself, because I seen other black men out there trying to help people be successful in life and show them a positive role model. So, like, that Juneteenth was, like, very important to me as me actually seeing somebody out there in the neighborhood on the streets actually doing something for our people, period. And the thing I liked about it was it wasn't just for black people they were doing it for. They were doing it for the people of poverty, period. You know, it was like, wow, they was looking out for everybody. So, you know, that Juneteenth thing is real major to a lot of people and to a lot of kids. It's inspiring. So it's like, to me, it's kind of sad you tell me that the sponsors and stuff like that dropping out because it attracted gang members and they let the gang members destroy their vision. Sometimes, man, what I'm learning is you can't follow a dummy, fam. And when you got dummies trying to destroy something that God wants, and you let the dummies win, then you just accept it to the devil. You just let the devil take over what you're trying to do, what was good for you. So if they was really trying to do something good for the neighborhood and all that stuff, them sponsors was never supposed to drop out of that. It's supposed to make them stronger. It's supposed to make them feel like, now we got to really be out here instead of backing down. See, the thing about it, us is, fam, they eliminated the slaves. So-called eliminate the slave mentality and gave us the hood mentality. You see, but the hood mentality is way worse than the slave mentality, because now we do have the freedom that we can do new things, but we have the hood mentality where we think we can't make it out here. So it destroys your manhood. It makes you feel like you can't do things. You know what I mean? This is like me with my book. I got a book called The Thug Bible I wrote. They think it's going to be something negative for your kids because it got a few cuss words in it before they would think it would be a lesson for them. Because, see, the thing is, we about pushing reality to the streets, man. We about pushing reality to the world. We want you to understand when you go to these streets, it's a whole different world than what they glamorize on TV or through their music and all that. When we make our music, we try to make reality music for people to understand exactly what's going on out here. It's not about deterring our people or trying to make them feel bad about themselves. It's about them acknowledging what's going on. That's like saying turning that lie into the truth. When they tell you these lies about glamorizing these drug dealers, these glamorizing gang banging and all that stuff, we take that, we eliminate that by putting this thug Bible on the streets and letting them know that, you know, they called us thugs before they told us we could be somebody. That's what that's for. That's why it's called thug Bible, because they called me a thug first. That's why I became a thug before I became a partner. That's why I became a thug before I became an author. That's why I became a thug before I became an executive engineer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like just that hood mentality that they cursed us with when they took that slavery away, and it was like a camouflage. They try to make us feel like we was really free, but all the time, our minds have to be free, fam. You know, we have to learn how to nurture ourselves to be men of God, you know what I mean? Walking in these perfect visions that can actually help us get out the negative situations we're in. So the Juneteenth thing is very, very motivational for people that, like me, who didn't see a light before I was walking in that dark path. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a major thing to the people who ain't got a voice, man. So I think it is really important that people need to understand that a lot of the sponsors, they jumped out of it because of the money more than anything. Because if anything, they're going to have to end up putting more money into that program because of the gangbangers tried to mess it up. But you got to do that. You got to sacrifice that must be made in this world. If you really care about what you're doing, that money not going to stop you from helping people, man. So if you really want to help people, you get stronger with them. You don't let the dummies destroy what God got for you.
You know, Shawbody, thanks. It's good stuff. Now, Juneteenth is one of the oldest celebrations commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States, and has been an African-American tradition since the late 19th century. Economic and cultural forces caused a decline in Juneteenth celebration beginning in the early 20th century. The Depression forced many blacks off farms and into the cities to find work. And in this urban environment, employers were less eager to grant leave to celebrate this date. July 4th was already established. Independence Day was established. And a holiday, and a rise in patriotism among black Americans steered more toward the 4th of July. The civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s yielded both positive and negative results for the Juneteenth celebration. While it pulled many of the African American youth away into the struggle for racial equality, many linked their struggles to the historical struggles of their ancestors. And again, in 1968, Juneteenth received another strong resurgence through Poor People's March to Washington, D.C., where Reverend Ralph Abernathy called for people of all races, creeds, economic levels, and professions to come to Washington to show their support for the poor. And many of those attending returned home and initiated the Juneteenth celebration, an area previously absent of such activity. And throughout the 1980s and 90s, Juneteenth continued to enjoy a growing interest from communities and organizations throughout the country as African Americans have an interest to see the events of 1865. It really just shows me, when I think about this, I think about how many of our black kids don't even know this history I just read to you, Shawbody.
Right, right. I think it's time we help awaken that sleeping giant, DJ, because, you know, Mad Dad's been blessing the hood, man, for forever, man. And like I said, that's a source that y'all are a very important source to a lot of men out here in these streets, man. So, like I said, I think it's a sad thing that those sponsors dropped out, but it's a reality check to everybody who actually really seen what's going on with them when they did do that. That shows you the real from the fake right there to me, you know what I mean? And y'all still out there doing it and trying to keep it moving. That's a powerful move, fam. So, you know, it's like our kids, the message is getting across, man, but we're going to need more help from our. Once they get the message from us, and y'all, they have to get it from their families, man, from their moms and dads when they go home. They can't come to us and see it on Juneteenth and then see everything get good, but then when they go home, they say miserable, they say unfaithful and misbelief. So, you know, it's got to work within the community, too, man. These families, these parents got to step up and be parents, man, and actually be real role models to their kids. Let them kids know that I might be doing bad out here, but you look at me and you look at my mistakes and let that make you a better man or a better woman. You become that queen and that king that I couldn't reach. That's just the message that the parents have to get to these kids. Instead of glamorizing what they do and letting them be in misery with their mistakes, they need to let these kids know that it's a better life, it's a better way out here, so to learn from our mistakes, you know?
But one of the things that I found out, Shawbody, is that Minnesota, and you think about this, out of all the Juneteenths in the country, at one point, Minnesota attracted 15,000 participants, and it was the number two Juneteenth in the country. Only one bigger was Texas. And I bet you our kids and our community don't even know that.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I mean, I seen it. When I got there with y'all, I seen it, man.
Right.
You know it. I seen it with my own eyes, man. It was like one of the biggest parades I ever seen, with a lot of black people coming together and enjoying themselves. So it was like, wow. You know, that's what wowed me about all of it, period. When I seen that with my own eyes, you know, I can speak louder than words, man, and it was like, wow, you know. So, yeah, I understand that to the fullest, how big it was and how deep it was about saving people, yeah. I think that a lot.
Well, I just think it's important and it's key for us as as community members and community leaders to go back into our community and say, Juneteenth should go back to being a huge celebration, and we need to bring those sponsors in to make it happen, because you can't do anything without money. But we also need to educate the gang members, the drug dealers,
right,
the thieves,
right,
the folks that make it hard for us to have
right
a positive event. So just like, you know, the gang chiefs and the leaders, all that, they need to get the word out, man. Don't mess with Juneteenth. It
yeah
should be a direct violation of anybody or anybody in any clique or mob or gang that does anything to Juneteenth. It should be a violation.
Yeah. Back in the day, man, like the gang members was, when Juneteenth was robbing through the neighborhood and stuff, they used to have them on post to protect the people who was trying to do something positive in the hood. It was not like being involved in it. They wouldn't even counsel that day. They wouldn't even do any selling drugs and none of that stuff, or having pistols out there, none of that stuff, in order to show respect for their community and the people that was out there trying to do something positive for their community. So, you know, you're right about that, man. These gangs who call these territories down and all that stuff, they do need to show respect to the people who are trying to do something and be involved with the community. If they really say they're trying to protect their area and protect where they live in, then you're right. They need to be involved in trying to make it a better place for everybody, because that's what their purpose was in the first place, what they're saying. You know, so if they really is like they say they doing for their hood or whatever, then they really do need to be participating and make it a better area for them and make it a safe environment. So you're right about that, man. That need to be done.
So tell me, what do you think we should do to educate? In what direction should we take these young people to educate them about something that they own? It's their, when me and you are old and gone, man, it's those young brothers that we anticipate on taking over Juneteenth. How do we get them educated?
The thing is, man, VJ, man, God only let us do what we can. We need help from the parents, man. We need help from the people outside of us, because we get them the message. We do work. Our message do work. I've seen that. The message that you put out there, it works. But so, like I said, as soon as they leave our presence, man, it's a whole different world for them, fam. They're not seeing that message no more, and it kind of let them down. It kind of deter them from even wanting to be involved in things like what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So what we have to do is, like, keep them in. Once you talk on Juneteenth like you do, you have your things and your meetings every Tuesday and Thursday. You keep it going. You know what I'm saying? We have to keep it going with them so we can inspire somebody else to be able to even want to step up to that level, because you don't do nothing but make people stronger. And with the more people you can make stronger, the more people we can get to actually go do what you need to be doing to keep that June 15th going. Because right now, we are doing our job. They can't discredit the job that you do and that you ain't doing on these streets. You're doing your job. We're doing what we can do. But we need the help from the people out in the community now, man. They see us out here. They see you out here. They really have to put their foot forward to these kids and show them and tell them a whole different light. Let them see a whole different light, man, because we can only do so much. We can only do so much, you know. We can only talk them to death. We can only take an assessment so much. We can only show them that we're doing positive. Your actions be louder than your words. My actions be louder than my words. They see us. We talk to them. We not hiding. We out there. So, like I said, as soon as we get done with them and they're ready to go and do something real, they go home and see something negative. So we need help from the community, man, real help. You know what I'm saying? We need real leaders within their houses, man, their daddies, their mamas. They need to step up and talk to these kids and let them see something for real, and don't stop it. That's where it's at, man. That's what it is right now.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio.
Huh?
That's okay. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads National all over the country. We're doing it and doing it well. And I've got my co-host today with me, and that's Short Body, and I'm glad to have him here. Just want to remind you guys that if you're a father and you have, you know, you got kids, no matter if they're grown or not or whatever, we want to help you. Come and check with us. Call this number, 612-455-4643, and tell them Mad Dad sent you. That's our partners, Urban Ventures. They're doing some great work over there. So you want to be a part of that. We're glad to have you. You know, it was interesting. I love that theme, Haters Make You Greater, because I believe it's true and it actually does work. So I want to just say to all my haters, thank you. Thank you for your participation in making me and Short Body the great leaders
that's
that
right
we need to be. Short Body, the debut of the Mad Dads Anthem. I'm getting some reviews about it, some good, some positive, some great, some wonderful, some that, you know, they can keep it to themselves as far as I'm concerned. But the good thing is about it is that we did it. We not only did you
right
write the song, But we turned around and did what we said we were going to do. We said we were going to do a video to highlight some of the work, and we did it in one day. We did it in one day. People look at that video and go, how come you didn't add this and add that and add that? Well, we did that video in one day, in one shoot, in one take.
That's right.
And that's an amazing feat, because most people take all week to do a video.
Yep.
So we hit two locations. We spent a total of probably 8 to 10 hours out on the streets shooting. But the biggest, you know, the biggest part about this, that's why we got to tell the story, Showbody, about the video, is that we served over, not only did we feed, but we served, prayed for, and motivated, educated, and stimulated over 500 people in the community in that one day.
Yeah, it was a great thing, man. And then you got to think about, see, a lot of, that video meant a lot to us, because the thing is, man, it's about showing people how to make somebody nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't about having, like this, asking you these questions about why this, what, then that, what that. First of all, the accomplishment is the biggest thing we had to do. Like you said, we did what we were supposed to do. We did what we said we was going to do. And the goal got done. You know what I mean? And there's also other, it's not over with. You know, that's just the first one. It's not over with. Our mission is never done. So it ain't like we ain't going to be able to make more videos, more music, you know what I'm saying, more good music for the people and showing them something positive. And then if you look at that video, man, everybody was joyful, happy. You know, you see everybody. I'm talking about everybody. No sad, nobody mad. I'm talking about you see people supporting, people see people hugging. You see people who was in authority actually out there involved in what we was doing. So, you know, God was with us in that video. We walked with God and he helped us out, man. And it was a blessing to be able to be out here and do that, what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's like part of the music that I make. We make more powerful, positive music than we do some music that you're going to turn your nose up at. You know what I'm saying? Even though, like a lot of people say, how could he make a song like that? And the way he lived his life and what he did in his life. But all the time, that's the change in that man that you're seeing. You know what I mean? When you do something positive out here, they try to, anything little negative that you used to do in your past, they try to bring it up and destroy your manhood, fam. That's what that's about. They want to take that little negative that you did and make that destroy the whole positive structure that you created with yourself. You know, yeah, I used to be a gangbanger. I used to be a dope dude. That's showing y'all right now that my mind has changed when I started doing music like I do now. My whole goal and my whole intention is to show people that we can actually. I didn't change. What I did was learn from my mistakes and make me a better man. See, a lot of people try to ask people, try to get them to change, but it's about learning from your past and let your past be your greatest teacher, fam. And that's what that happened to me. I let my negatives turn me to a positive. If you, like in math, negative plus positive make positive. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is. You know, and that's what made me gave me the right to actually be able to write that song, because I'm one of the projects of the life of poverty, and I understand where Mad Dads came from. And when you gave me the literature to actually write the song about what I wrote it about, that's what gave me the power to actually do it. And I walked with God with it. We wrote that like spiritually. I wrote that spiritually from the heart. And make sure I did it the right way for us.
Well, you know, I want us to set up a time, because what I want to do is do an interview about, you know, just a few seconds to kind of tell a quick story about why you wrote the song for the video, why you participate, why you support Mad Dads, and why you're such a supporter of the work we do. And then we want to add that at the end, beginning of that. And then also I think we should take some of the clips of some of the vigils and different stuff we've done, and put that in there too, and just show people some of the great stuff we do along with what we did out in the streets that day. So that's good talk. I like that a lot. Sure, buddy, I'm really proud of you, man. That song inspires me, man. I listen to it all the time. And you know, ever since we've done that video, man, the guys, they want to hear it when we're on the block. Everybody gets hyped up. And so we're going to continue to work on that. What's next in your ventures in terms of music, sir?
Oh well, I'm gonna be out there June 9th. We got a free picnic going on out on the north side of Glenwood Park. We're gonna be doing something out there. Then I got a show coming up in St. Paul on the 13th. Then I got a show coming out here, and I'll get y'all the information later on Facebook. But y'all got reach me at Facebook, shoutbodytogethersoldier.com. I got a show. I got a lot of shows coming up out here in Minnesota. We're gonna be doing positive music for the people out here, and also anything that Mad Dads got going on, they invite us to. We're gonna make sure us before me being attended. But like I said, we got shows. We're putting an album together for the Midwest, so if y'all want to be involved out there and try to get some music done with us, y'all also invited to come through and then go to the studio and do some work with us too. So there's a lot of things going on in Minnesota right now we need to get done. So I'm out here.
Well, you know, I just wanted to share too, as of June 2012, the following cities, the following states, recognized Juneteenth. The District of Columbia, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Note, Ohio and Juneteenth, about Ohio and Juneteenth, in addition to recognizing Juneteenth, the Ohio General Assembly passed a bill in 2006 setting aside September 22nd as Emancipation Day in Ohio because on September 22nd, 1863, the African American community in Gallopus, Ohio, began what has become the longest continuous celebration of emancipation on the first anniversary of Lincoln's preliminary proclamation. I am having a hard time with that word, man. Wow. And so, 8 U.S. states have not recognized Juneteenth through state legislation. That's Arizona, Hawaii, Maryland, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah. Those states have still not recognized that we were freed as slaves. And that just goes to show that there's still work that needs to be done, Sharbody.
Wow. What thing I want to say about that is, you know, like I said, man, the powers that be is some serious out here, man. It's the evil. Like, it's a good and evil war out here. It's a real good and evil war out here. And people have to recognize that this war is very serious, man. The mentality of our people is the thing we got to focus on helping change, man, because they got us stuck in a messed up mentality where we think we can't be nothing. You know what I mean? Even when the new president got put in office, the black president got put in office, I mean, black people still in the same position they was when he was in office, so before he got in office. So that's an eye-opener right there to show you what is really going on. So you had to really do a thing. And just like me, VJ, you know, I live in California. I live in California. That's where I live at. But I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago. The thing about me is I got to come back there with my muscle at, where my people at, before I can go get any muscle anywhere else, just to show them that we can make it first before I leave and go there. I'm not there right now. The reason I live in California is because we get the West Coast version of my book done. And I do the same thing out there in California, community events. I deal with people out there who do Juneteenth out there. You know what I'm saying? I do a whole lot of work with Bonnie Williams, Tookie Williams' wife out there in L.A. You know what I'm saying? And it's the Juneteenth thing is, like you said, it's in California too. It's worldwide. But I come back here to the home base where I know that my people need us most to make sure I do good work done out here. That's why I come back so much to Minnesota and Chicago and the Midwest. I'm always out here doing work because it's not about where you're from, it's where you're at. You know what I'm saying? And people got to know that it don't stop in one state. It don't stop in one city. That's why Mad Dad is all over the country doing things, you know, doing things, trying to show people that that's the right way to go about things. So, you know, it's a shame right now that the message is still getting camouflaged when they tell us they took that slave mentality, that slave mentality from us. Now we got a hood mentality that's destroying us, man. So people got to wake up to what's really going on and get their stuff together mentally so we can win this war between good and evil, because that's what they want, our souls, man. They want to destroy how we feel about ourselves to be better men. They want to take our soul and destroy our soul through our manhood. So we got to know that it's a real good and evil war out here, and it's about time for us to be strong, man. So I'm glad to be back home in Minnesota and Chicago and Indiana, Detroit. I'm in the Midwest doing a lot of work with community groups and all that, just to make sure this word get put out there, man. We fighting this war, and this was a good and evil war.
Okay, and if you see my man Shaka, tell him I still ain't got that DVD yet. I'm waiting for that hand copy in my hand. So let's get that moving, man. No, I didn't get it yet.
Okay, that's what's up. I got you. I thought you said y'all had set up a meeting up, but if not, I'm going to call him when we got the phone today. I got you. I'm going to be dead on him. I got you.
Okay, bro. I'm proud of you.
Go ahead.
Give me your last closing remarks before we shut down.
man, please support Mad Dads and Us Before Me, and God bless everybody out here who trying to support their family and show these kids the right way to be about things, man. And remember, a snitch is not somebody who went out there to help their community. If you tell somebody for doing wrong in their community, that's not snitching.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, you listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads and my buddy, my man, my friend, my young mentee, Short Body. I want to make sure you check him out. Go on YouTube and look up Mad Dad's Anthem. Go on YouTube and look up Mad Dad's Anthem and check out the video. I think it's a great video. I'm so excited. I love the fact that he wrote a song that explains exactly what we do and what we're about. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next Tuesday at exactly 1 o'clock. All over the country is different time zones, but Central Time is 1 o'clock. God bless you. Goodbye.